The new policy specifies what books should and should not enter a prison, but it also bans photocopied material, with some exceptions. Rebecca Ginsburg says that's a problem for incarcerated people. Ginsburg directs the University of Illinois' Education Justice Project that brings college courses to the Danville Correctional Center. She says friends and family often send incarcerated loved ones photocopies of books they need for classes because it's cheaper.
Photocopies are one of the main vehicles in which knowledge enters the prison.
The new policy does allow photocopies of media articles and material brought in by educational programs. But Ginsburg says the ban will keep needed educational material out of prisons. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.